The mistake is too many people get stuck on the details, but don't infer the benefits, and they don't bring it specifically and apply and connect those benefits to that company. And if you can do that, you will stand out. Trust me, you will stand out every single time.
Hello and welcome. My name is Charles Spence, host of A Dose of Reality, where we discuss some of the hardest parts about clinical leadership and how to build a meaningful career. Join me as I interview leaders, share career insights, and help you on your journey to becoming a global clinical leader.
In today's episode, I want to go through how you can make absolutely bloody, wonderfully creative and authentic stories which can sell yourself. So too often when I read CVs or I speak with people, I feel that they're very good at highlighting some of the bullet points that they're doing. And again, absolutely 100% important. But they lack what I like to call the top three sales stories throughout their career. And again, for a better word, you guys are scientists, doctors. Your job is not to sell. The unfortunate reality is in today's market, if you can't demonstrate how bloody good you are, you're just going to get lost in the crowd, right? And that's a shame. So today I want to talk about how to create really authentic sales stories. Now, this is actually from my CV master course that I have. And within that course, you're going to see some examples. And then also within the course, you'll see the example CVs, which include some of these sales pitches. Okay, so in the free one, it doesn't have that, but in the paid one, it does have all of that. You will get all the information, or most of the information, in this episode now, but you won't get examples. The examples are actually in that CV course. Okay, so going back to the problem. Now, a lot of people are very good at saying, I created the study plans. I created this. Now, some people, let's say 100 people do that. I'd say 20 people would then go on to say something like, which led to, which we call then, inference of impact. And then we'll be able to say implying future success, for which very few people do. In the framework that I teach you on how to create authentic stories around your achievements, there are basically five simple steps around this. That's one, that's defining your audience. That's two, details, getting specific. That's three, creating a narrative or creating a compelling story. Number four, quantifying, that is the inference of impact. And number five, the framework or implying future success. Now that is what you want to try to create in each one of your authentic stories. And how you're going to do this is you're going to sit down with your coach. Try to sit down with someone that is helpful, and you're going to write it down. And with the, try to write three or four or five different stories, and it's going to be huge at the beginning. It's going to be like a four paragraph overview of that incredible sell and impact you've had on a company or your manager. And then for the CD version, we're then obviously going to condense that. Now, the reason why it's so important, and people don't understand this, the more your interview aligns with your CV and your cover sheet and who you say you are, the more people's stomach just feels comfortable. They just feel like, okay, this person makes sense. Have you ever had that where someone quite junior is giving really grandiose ideas on how to change everything? And you're like, okay, that sounds interesting, but you've never actually done it. So how do you know? Why are you giving me advice like you've never done? Yeah. And there's what then they call that the mismatch. And that is what we're trying to stop. We're trying to create authentic stories, which are real, I'm using the word authentic. And then off the back of those authentic stories, we then add some bullet points in your CV. So when you tell people why you're so great, your authentic stories match with your CV, match with someone's expectations of you. And as a complete, putting those three together creates a warm, fuzzy feeling in people's stomach. All right, so jumping into this audience, a lot of people get this wrong. If you're going to make a sales pitch about how great you are, reflect on who you're telling this to. If you are in Med Affairs, there's no point talking about how great your phase one trial design is, and vice versa, if you're in ClinDev trying to do med affairs roles. Again, there's no point talking about how good you can write study plans when more of your focus is more in KOL engagement. And again, on the various levels of seniority, if you are a clinical project manager, like, people probably aren't as excited to hear about your grandiose trial design strategies. They want to know about how quick did you get that project done? How good are you at following up people? So really important to know what department you're speaking to and at what level you're applying to. Get that right, because that is going to influence all the rest of it. Cool. Details, getting specific. So let's say you got the target audience right. 90% of people are doing that. Now it's getting details, getting specific. Again, this is where most people see these are fine. Help design and write phase one protocol, led a phase two trial design for blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, where I want you to take it one level further in your sales pitch, in your authentic story, is getting to exactly how you did that trial design. Okay. So I designed the primary and secondary endpoints within the targets of, PSMA for a phase one radiotherapy trial. That this was achieved through, or we did this through, or I did this by, okay, that's the follow bit, and then getting specific. So that was kind of what you needed to do. This is how you needed to do it. The what and the how. So really extend, led the phase two trial, fine, that's okay. But now get detailed, get specific, because that's what draws people into a story. Now, we want to create a compelling story, okay? So in the story, you're going to use this is what we did, this is how we did it, and then we're going into the why. Now, the storytelling part and the quantifying part, you're going to put them in together, okay? Now, a lot of people miss that the work you're doing is actually generating money for your company, right? Or it's saving money for your company. A lot of people miss this part, which is a real shame, because they feel like they can't fully own that piece. Okay, so if you help design a phase two study, which became successful, which is worth millions, obviously you weren't the only person who was part of it, which is why people shy away from saying, we hit all the primary and secondary endpoints without delay, which, by not having those delays, helped save the company $4.1 million. Based on average delay costs. Yeah, 4.1 million, bang. Now that is what we call direct value add. Now, what you can also do is you can then go indirect value add, and this is where the story comes in. So indirect value add is areas such as, which lead to saving money or lead to making money. So for example, but if you are medical monitoring, you give your boss more time and energy. Okay. If you are a project manager, you allow more time and energy for someone else to do something else. Okay. You make sure things don't get missed. Okay. If you provide data, you're offering leverage. You're offering people insights, which allows them to make better decisions. Okay. What about engagement? These are all the indirect things. You reduce patient dropout. You increase patient retention. You identify an opportunity for this and presented it for that. You identify an opportunity which is a problem for here. Okay. So you have these indirect value adds which lead to direct value. So think about what indirect value you're adding through this sales story. And then try to quantify what that might look like from a direct value add. Okay. This is the inferred benefits. Okay. So help design phase two study. Then you go into so that's the what. Then you go into the how you did it. And then the why, which allowed my boss to have more blah, 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 which then reduced the yada, 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 which made sure the company had, reduced delays in this, which typically can cost a company up to 4.1 million per month if they get behind. Okay. And that, when you put all those together, you have a fantastic cell. It's long, so you have to figure out how to trim it. And again, in the CV, you can't write all this stuff, but you put that in your CV and really succinct. And then during your interviews, that is really going to elevate you coming out. Okay? It's going to really elevate the specific, granular, how the hell you did it and the amazing stuff that was a benefit to the hiring manager. Because think about, what's the difference? Oh, I helped contribute to trial design. Well, what does that mean? Oh, this is how we did it. And this is then what we did. Then this is what we did. And this was the benefit of that. And look, newsflash, people, you can also say that it was terrible. Oh, and it was a disaster, right? I like to call these fail achievements because people love to hear about failure because it shows you actually were involved in it. Would you date someone who's absolutely 100% perfect and nothing was wrong with them? After a while, no, boring. You want to see people's flaws. You want to see people's like human side. And so by getting granular and seeing the inferred benefits and the why you did something can allow you to even explore some of the things that went wrong and what you learned. Now, that brings me on to the last point, framework, implied future success. And this is where you add on that last section. And I learned what we learned through that process, what the company learned through that. I now have the opportunity to bring this to you. Okay? What we learned about running a phase two trial in this target using this approach was when we tried to da-da-da-da-da-da-da, we thought we were going to get an increased response in this, but actually it led to that, which actually ended up costing the company more money. This was obviously not ideal, but it was really interesting because then it allowed me to understand that if we did it in this approach, that that's actually not the right way. Now, what you can do, now you see the secret sauce. You see the magical, secret, delicious sauce, which makes your application stand out. Then you say, and when I look at your company and look at the stage that you guys are in, that is exactly what that previous firm did. And that's why I was drawn specifically to your company in this role, because I would like to bring those lessons to you guys. Now, is it going to work every time? No, it's not going to work every time. But the mistake is too many people get stuck on the details, but don't infer the benefits and they don't bring it specifically and apply and connect those benefits to that company. And if you can do that, you will stand out. Trust me, you will stand out every single time. People go, wow, that's insightful. That's thoughtful. Then you can add that to your cover sheet. You can add that to your CV. You can add that to your interview. You can add that to your follow-up emails. By the way, hey, reflecting on the way you guys are approaching, I really find that really super interesting, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Now you have a coherent message about how freaking cool you are and how relevant you are to a company. And that is how you start a CV. You start with creating 3 to 5 incredible sales stories about your work. Work backwards from there, and that is how you create a cool image about who you are and why you should get the job. Then, if only there was the recruiter who provided more episodes on salary negotiations and how you can get even more money once you've impressed them. Anyway, it's all in the course. It gives you a breakdown, including images and some actual live written examples. Go check it out. Again, not in the free version. If you do coaching with me, or I represent you for a position, then I actually go through it with you. But otherwise, check out the course. Helps me, helps my family, keeps me afloat during this ridiculous biotech sector industry that we have right now. And if this was somewhat helpful to you, then go share this. It means the world to me.
Thank you for listening to this show. Now, if you've enjoyed it, then click subscribe, leave a review, or just let me know is valuable. You know what? We all have doubts from time to time, and receiving these small pieces of encouragement can have a huge impact. And of course, if you are looking for a career change or you want to be connected with fantastic people in our networks, then please contact me directly either on my email, charles@thesarah-search.com, or on my LinkedIn. You can also find access to more material, courses, and any other stuff which can help you on your leadership and your career journey. Thanks again for listening, and have a great rest of the day.